actually mentioned today by a few people that happen to know that today was the Ramchal's Yahrzeit, actually, Chov Vov Ir. Also happens to be the Yahrzeit of Shlomke's Villa. The Choshev places that people go on his Yahrzeit for Brochus and Yeshuas, or a big, very big Baal Neufis he was. It's a little problem together today, because the government did not allow Yidden to go to the Haaretz Eisim because it was a visit from someone from the Vatican. Therefore, because of security reasons. But there are certain people that, b'chol oifen, they have to go on the Yahrzeit of Shlomke's Villa, so they managed to go from a roundabout way and climb over Matzeva, finally to be able to come and to reach the kever of Shlomke's Villa. B'chol, when it is a Yahrzeit of an Odom Godel, you know, it's a man which is it's a big schus, and it's an opportunity to have the schus of the tzaddik be megan on a person. As had been said, you know, Yahrzeit is be called, referred to in Sfarim as a Yom Dehilula. Why is it a Yom Dehilula? It's a sad day. Well, the truth is, on one hand, yes, it's a sad day. It's a sad day, of course, that the world loses its tzaddik. Any great tzaddik, when the world loses, is a time of sadness. But on the other hand, it's a Yom Dehilula biz, because at the same time, the tzaddik is able in Shemayim to play a lot of Yeshuas for those people that were connected to him, or those people that learn his Torah. And Amelu, that's the idea, is by learning the Torah of an Odom Godel and the tzaddik, in a certain sense, we're bringing him alive. It brings him to life. And therefore, even though he's not here, but we're bringing him to life, and therefore we connect with him, even after he's gone, and allowing him, therefore, to be Mashpia, that which is able to be Mashpia, to be Amelu Shosher. And that's also one of the reasons why, when the Gemara says, in Brachas Yudches, Tzaddikim b'misosam kruim chayim, what it means to say is, because tzaddikim are followers, tzaddikim are people who want to emulate them, tzaddikim are people who remember them. You know, there's a Mishnah in Masechta Shkolim that says, Ein ois in the flesh of tzaddikim. Technically, tzaddikim don't need matzevis of granite and of stone. Divreyem hein zechroinam is what they look for, the teaching. That really is the ultimate matzeva. That is something that's transmitted from door to door. As you mentioned a number of times, that the one who instigated all of the problems of Ramchal started out with a Odom Godel by the name of Reb Moshe Chagiz. Moshe Chagiz, basically, he was born in 1671, and he was born in Yerushalayim. His father also was an Odom Godel, a very great person, Reb Yankiv Chagiz. Yankiv Chagiz wrote a Shal Sechuvis called Halachis Ketanis. And the Yankiv Chagiz, the old stam that goes back from Italy. Matter of fact, from Livorno, again, the city where the Chido lived the last 20 years of his life. And as we mentioned also, the Rechaim HaKodesh, before he was Oyla Tess Yisrael, also had lived in Livorno. And the first printing of the Rechaim was in Venice. And Reb Moshe Chagiz, who lived in Yerushalayim, but due to financial problems with the yeshiva and so on, so he was sent out. He was sent out as a shadar. Shadar is a Rosh Tev, Shluche Drachmone. Someone was sent out to try to raise funds. The Chido was also called a shadar. That's what brought him to all these travels, traveling all over Europe. And so as a result, he was one of the leading rabbis in Amsterdam. Reb Moshe Chagiz. It was sort of like by default. He came there because to raise money, but he was recognized as an authority, and he became the Ashkenazic rabbi together with the Chacham Tzvi, who was the father of Yankiv Emden. The other side, his father, chief rabbi, was Reb Shlomo Ayalon. The problem with Reb Shlomo Ayalon was that he was a sympathizer to Nechemiah Chiyon, who was a follower of the Shita of Shabtai Tzvi. Turned out to be a fraud, an imposter, because he took in a lot of Gedol Yisrael at first believed in him, this Nechemiah Chiyon, a lot of knowledge in Kabbalah, and appeared to be very pious, and appeared to be very great, and so on. But people saw through him, great people saw through him. And the Moshe Chagiz and Chamsi were very much against him, and therefore there was a big machloket between the Sephardic community, Amsterdam, and the Ashkenazi community. At the end of the day, the power, the physical power in Koich in the government was with the Sephardic community, and the Chamsi had to, well, let's put it this way, was sort of like driven out of town, together with the Moshe Chagiz, because of the opposition to Reb Shlomo, Ayalon. In any case, so when the letter of Reb Kusil Gordon, as we mentioned, who was one of the leading Talmidim of the Ramchal, again, we mentioned that he came to Padua to study medicine. That was the reason he came, to become a doctor. And he sort of like falls into the Beis Medrash of Ramchal, and he begins to recognize a lot of greatness in Kedusha over here. So he begged to be accepted as a Talmud. And Michal recognized his sincerity, accepted him as a Talmud, and became one of the leading Talmud and became very great in every area, in Nigla and in Nister. As a matter of fact, he wanted to abandon the idea of becoming a physician, and the Magid, which came to Ramchal, told him, says, don't let him do that. And Lamaisi did finish his degree in becoming a physician, but he never actually practiced it. Well, that's what he was. He was a Marbitz Torah, and they say being a very loyal Talmud of Ramchal. But the things that he saw were so mind-boggling that he sent a letter to somebody, Mordechai Jaffe, in Vienna, and describing the gavel they saw Ramchal. That Mordechai Jaffe could not believe that there's a human being on this earth who would be able, forget about old age, even in young age, but certainly not in young age, even in old age, to be able to possess all these madrigas. So he spread the word. And when this word got to Moshe Chagizi, he said, well, this man has to be a follower of Shabbat Tzvi. Again, he's a fraud. He's someone who's posing himself. It's impossible that anyone in his generation should really have these madrigas. And because the things that Ramchal actually claimed was, because, you know, he wrote his own Sefer Tehillim, a new Sefer Tehillim. He wrote 150 kapitlech. In other words, the same 150 that we have Dovra Melech and Tehillim. He wrote, by the way, if you take a look at those, and if you're not a Bucky in Tehillim, just remembering, the writing is such a high quality, it's a Tanakhi type of a language. The masterful, language, and the koyach of ksiva that Ramchal had was the mind, I think, was a playwright also, he wrote plays, always and originally. And it has been interpreted that the plays are, as they similar to Shir HaShirim, if you have the simple translation, it means one thing. If they go into the depth, you know that when everything is on higher, highest, because I'll say Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodoshim. You have to know the true, deep meaning of what's behind it. So Ramchal, they had this tremendous courage of writing. It's like the language was a high, high caliber type of a language, a poetic type of a language. And he wrote 150 chapters of the so-called Tehillim. And it was claimed that Ramchal said, when Mashiach comes one day, this is what's going to be said. This is what's going to be read. When they heard something like that, they said, this is truly something. Courses, this is heresy and everything like that. And one thing just led to another to attack him. So to give you just a little bit of the Lashon, by the way, this is an English translation. And I give credit to that to Professor Lisheva Kalbach, by the way. She did her doctorate on Rav Moshe Chagiz. And here's the following translation of a letter of Rabbi Kusil Gordon. He writes the following. A young man, 23 years of age. My teacher, my master. Holy spark, he writes. He's a man of God, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato. He's a spark of Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef. He shows Nishamas Rabbi Kiva. And interesting, ironically, this is written, of course, during the lifetime of Ramchal, although Ramchal didn't live, unfortunately, that much longer. He was in his 20s, but just made it to 40, just about. Ramchal's cave happens to be right next to Rabbi Kiva, anybody who was in Tveria. So years ago, it was already written, the spark of Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef. And here he writes, the Malach, the angel, revealed to him the secret, was doing a Shemayim, he says, and secrets which is not revealed to anyone is revealed to him. It ordered him. In other words, the Malach ordered the Ramchal, with the approval of the Holy One, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah, to compose a book of splendor, Zohar, the translation of the word Zohar is splendor. So in other words, he was commissioned to write a second Zohar. So if we have the Zohar HaKadosh, right? So the Ramchal was commissioned to write what's called the Zohar Tinyono, a second Zohar HaKadosh, a second one, a new Zohar. And that is the purpose for the great restoration, which is the Tikkun, which is known among us. At his command, all that Ramchal has to do is command it, Eliyahu HaNavi appears. Ramchal commands it, this will be Kusil Gordon writes about Ramchal. At his command, Eliyahu appears immediately, and he reveals his secrets. As well also, the Malach Matat, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama reveals to him, Avraham, Rav Amnuna, so on, he goes on, he says, Mashiach, Odom Arishon, neshama of Odom Arishon, reveals himself to Ramchal. He has already completed a work on Kehelis, marvelous, and now he's commanded, again by the Malach, to compose 70 tikkunim on a certain posik, and also on the last posik in the Torah. He also composed 3 volumes on the Torah, all in the language, all Aramaic, by the way. It's all written Aramaic. Again, if you're not know who wrote it, you see this goes back, you say, thousands of years. This is the actual similar type of Lashon command in Lashon Kodesh on the highest level, and also in Aramaic. He knows the Gilgulim, he knows anyone's neshama, where the Sheirush of one's neshama is, and the Tikkunim of every neshama. Nothing is hidden from him. But no one knows about this except our group. In other words, Ramchal does not publicize this. He's publicizing it though. He says, no one knows about it except our group. Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malach Matat have shown that many psukim, he said, many psukim that have been applied to Reb Shimon ben Yochai can also apply to Ramchal. They, Ramchal and Reb Shimon ben Yochai, are comparable in every respect and has become apparent to all. And no one has merited this distinction since the time of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. So this is just some of the shvachim that Yechiel Gordon is writing about Ramchal. Now you can imagine, when people heard that, they said that there's something very, very, very suspicious about it. So just going to just mention, we have to move on, I have here a copy of a... Ultimately, it became a Kol Kore, proclamation, a public announcement letter that was sent all over, and that letter is from Reb Cheskel Katzenelnbein. Cheskel Katzenelnbein was the Knesset Yecheskel. Knesset Yecheskel, he was the chief rabbi of Hamburg. When he passes away, who succeeds him? Reb Yonson Eibshitz. Reb Yankiv Emden lived there too, but Reb Yankiv Emden was simply a babos. He was not a rav. Imagine to have a babos like him. So this was a babos. So Bianchi then, and he had access. What was part of his panosa? He had a printing press. He tried a lot of panosas, nothing worked. But he had a printing press. And by the way, the Sidur Bianchi then, the very first printing, was printed by himself in his own printing press. But you know what the problem is? If you have your own printing press and you are Kanoi, that you can write a lot of stuff. And he sure did. He's printing a lot of stuff was written coming straight out of his printing press in Hamburg. He happened to have permission to have a private minion in his house. Now, it's not like today, you know, everybody like in Kew Garden Hills or whatever it is, you know, you can put a minion in your basement. It didn't go like that. There you had the official permission, you know, from the Rosh HaKilah. If it was not, the government would not sanction it. So they gave him permission, and it was said they were only too happy to have him dumped someplace else. You know, they didn't want to dump him together with the rest of the Kilah. So the Moshe Chagiz comes to Hamburg, right, and the great Kanoi that he was can rewrite teaming up with Bianca Vemden. There was no problem. But he had influence also of Reb Cheskel Katzenelnbein, who was the chief rabbi of Hamburg. And just to mention that one of the askomas that Bianchi Vemden took on the Siddur was from Reb Cheskel Katzenelnbein, who wrote the Shaul Tshuvas Knesses Yecheskel. A very scholarly Shaul Tshuvas, a great goyin he was, one of the greatest of his time. He came from Lita, by the way, he came from Lithuania, came from Brisk. Becomes Rav in Hamburg, Reb Cheskel Katzenelnbein. So ultimately here comes, there is a cruise. There's an announcement, a proclamation signed by Reb Cheskel Katzenelnbein, the Rav of Hamburg, that preceded Reb Yonson Eibshitz. And interesting just to make out, to mention, that Bianchi Vemden was a Balbos in Hamburg, which means that his Rav, yes, was Reb Cheskel Katzenelnbein, and as we said, he took askoma from him, but at the end of the day, he had machlokes Reb Cheskel Katzenelnbein too. They didn't get along. And the certain thing that Bianchi Vemden wrote, as a matter of fact, in his own autobiography, it's just not becoming just to mention things that he had his issues with Reb Cheskel Katzenelnbein. But in any case, so here comes just a few lines of the cruise of the announcement, the proclamation, coming out of from Reb Cheskel Katzenelnbein and Reb Moshe Chagiz. Hakoyel nishma b'machnahu ivrim. Hakoyel. He says, information is now being heard among the Jewish people. Mishim elo elibo is somebody who has the audacity, lichtoiv ulechaber sfarim, someone has the audacity to write and to author sfarim beloshin hamaduma leloshin azoyer, a loshin that is, right, is imaginary, comparable to the Zohar. Friend of Ramchal, who wrote, as we said, sfarim beloshin azoyer. But Omroy, because he maintains Kapi Magidu Magidin, that he has this message from the Magid, from the Malachim, Shem Hamadabra Melo, they speak to him. And that's why Hu Mechabrim, that's why he's writing this for him. The Yehbidato even has in mind, he's going to call it Zoya Tinyon. He's going to call it Zoya Tinyon to show that this is the second Zoya. Shema bin Yechoy Zoya and my Zoya. And also Shivim Tikkunim, he wrote what's called the Shivim Tikkunim al Posik, on the Posik of Chol Yodach Zok, the last Posik in the Torah, he wrote Shivim Tikkunim. But a Polish Alkehelis, everything was written by Derech Kabbalah, Hakol HaDerech Nister. But Bechein, and therefore, Ma'ato, Ma'akshof, they write. Acher Shereino, we saw the damage. This is what they say. Acher Shereino is a Hazekos, Vamechsholos, Hanoilodim, Misfarim Ke'elu. Also Haskomosenu, comes our Haskoma, Ligzer, we're making Exera al Kol B'nei Omenu. We're making Exera on all the Jewish people of the Koyach HaTorah, and with the Koyach HaTorah that we possess, the Chachm Yisrael possession B'chodor V'dor, with that Koyach, he says, and with the Koyach of the Shechina, and with the Koyach of the Bezin Shomalo, on Umachrimin, we put in Cherim, Umedadin, Umekalolin, Umeorin, curse upon curse, L'chol Ish, anybody who spreads these Svarim. L'chol Ish, Ashi Yifasim, Be'olim Svarim, Ke'elu Kiyoy Tzabem. Dein B'Ksav, Dein B'Tfus, Dein Olamdom, L'Talmidim. And it goes on and on and on, and the end they conclude. Umachalim Onu, and we plead, that any Rabbonin who see and hear this proclamation, Manhigya Achilles, especially Rabbonim Netz Yisrael, and so on, we plead with them, She Yislavu Monu, that they should follow in our way, Lova Elachosim, to sign on the same proclamation, Ula Haskim, Ula Kayim, Ula Chazik, the Kona Siyog, the Gedezeh, and it goes on, and signed over here is Yecheskel ben Abavron, he says Katzenelenbogen, and then it's also signed Moshe Chagiz, is signed over here. So it is just mind-boggling how a young man was able to go through all that. But we find in many, many letters, of course, time does not permit, even throughout all the weeks I've been talking about it, there's a lot of letters, literally letters. Ram Chal says, this is the Rosson Hashem, he says, I'm a Kabbal Be'ahava. So this is what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. And as was mentioned already by Gedolei Chassidus, none other than the Magid of Mezrich, right, the succeder of the Baal Shem Tov, who said that the door was not royal lekach to have all the Giluyim that Ram Chal was able to reveal in Teres HaNister. And therefore the Sultan, of course, put his Koyachs and forces against it to be able to block that, and that's what it was. So in any case, as he said, today was the Yosef Ram Chal, since Chus that we have been learning all these weeks, the Ram Chal, so we should say that he should be a Mil Shoshu for all of us, and Chus HaYolin Aleinu V'Akol Yisrael. So Goyim Rabbi Yisai here, it's the Derech Hashem, it's a new edition of Samo Gimel. It's actually Chelik Beis Per Gimel, it's Ois Gimel. It's Daf Samar Gimel. Daf Samar Gimel. Gimel, actually here, paragraph Gimel is just the final, this is the conclusion of what he mentioned before. He was talking about before why we see that some people are successful and some people seem to be at a disadvantage. So Ramchal concludes, and he says in Gimel over here, Nimso, Lefi Asherish has said, based upon the principle that we discussed till now, Shatzloch Yisrael Mazeh, he said, Betzaroysov, the successes of the world, and also the misfortunes, whatever it is, he says, Yilishi Nusabem O'odom. So part of the reason is, one of the reasons is, because there's a number of reasons, one of the reasons that we discussed till now, in the previous paragraphs, is that man is to be tested, the chelik mechel kanesoyim, right? Every man has a share of his portion of the soyness. Who decides how much and what? That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And no one knows why Kodesh Baruch Hu decided that so-and-so will have more tests, and somebody else will have less tests. But be as it may, some are more successful, less successful, whatever the nesyonos are in one's life, these are based upon, he says, Shishiyara HaChokhma Uyoyna. This is something that was determined by the Chokhma Uyoyna, by Kodesh Baruch Hu's divine wisdom. He said that, no ois lishahu. Kodesh Baruch Hu determined that this is suitable for this person. Now, comes Dalit. Ramchal says, but there's also another thing. Sometimes whatever a person goes through is a consequence of his direct actions. So a person's direct actions, and Lutoiv, and it's not so good, the person's direct actions can also have a bearing in terms of the outcome of his Derech HaChaim, what's going to happen in life. So it goes on further. He says, Bonno. He says, but there's another factor. A second possibility, he says. There's another factor that can be found, and that's apidarkei hamishpat vagmul. In other words, there's another factor which is based on the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, sometimes to punish and sometimes to give schar, and that is the who. It's based upon ki hinei gozer ha'shoifet ro'el in yizborach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the divine judge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer that based upon a person's actions, certain things will take place. Shemetoiledes, he says, Maise Hodam Atzmoi, as a consequence of a person's individual action, yeah, right, this can cause a person, we're talking, let's say, on the positive side. A person does positive things. If a person does positive things, that basically pushes a button to encourage and to open up Siyata Dishmaya, because Baruch should now jump in to elevate him, to help him reach perfection. The more toif, the more dover toif that you do, so Mamela, that is a cause to bring a Kodesh Baruch to come to your aid, to help you come closer to your perfection. Again, Shemetoledes Maisa Odom Atzmoy, as a consequence of a person's action himself, Yeh Hei Ozroi Mimeno Yizborach, assistance will come from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, well, Hokaloi, to make it easier, Hasogash Lameisu, to make it easier for a person to attain perfection. And also, Bahatsiram and Amech Shoylem, and also to save a person from obstacles that could prevent him from achieving perfection. And therefore, according to what the Mechala say now, that when a person performs a mitzvah, so when a person performs a mitzvah, it now becomes easier for him to continue along the path of perfection. Why? Because for the very fact that you did now a mitzvah, for the very fact, you now are zoche, you deserve, you merit an ezer min hashemayim. You deserve an ezer min hashemayim to help you along the path and to remove the mechshoylem. To remove the mechshoylem. Ki shenema, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel, Raglei chasidov yishmor. Kodesh Baruch Hu will protect the feet, right, of his pious ones from stumbling. Kodesh Baruch Hu will protect them. So the Gemara goes on there to tell us that this is a Gemara actually in Yumet, Daf Lamed Ches on the base. And take a look at the Mesilas Yesharim actually, in Perik Chof. The Mesilas Yesharim, another sefer, of course, Rabbi Amchal, very points out the Pesik, Ragle Chasid of Yishmor, that if a person follows in the path of Chasidus, meaning in the path of righteousness, and he dedicates himself that he wants to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can be assured that no harm will come him. That no harm will befall him. Because Raglei Chasidov Yishmor, Kodesh Baruch Hu will protect the feet of those who are pious, those who basically are trying to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to try to do the right thing. Now, being that Ramchal pointed out that if you do a Dover Torah, if you do a mitzvah, so you do a mitzvah, so Mamela, now comes the aid, Min HaShemayim, but even that also at different levels. How much Siyata D'Shemayah you're going to get also depends the quality of the Dover Torah that you did. In order to be Zerche, to merit Siyata D'Shemayah as a consequence of your actions, it all depends the quality of your actions, Gufa. So therefore, there's level upon level. So he says further, Ruul and Vadai, but I want you to know, says Ramchal, even regarding this, in other words, Ramchal here is going to list three levels of assistance. The three different madregas of assistance that a person can receive based upon your own actions. Three different levels. Vadai shegam bozeh madregas, madregas yesh. He says there are going to be many levels, many different madregas, he said. Kimotze echot, for example, one type, you'll find a certain person. Yimotze echot, sheshuris hadin titain. You'll find a person with true judgment, right? True judgment will insist, right? Will dictate. Kifi maisov shekvaroso. In other words, based upon what you have done, so mamele, so true judgment will dictate. Sheyazreu habay yizbach eze ma'at. Only a little bit. Depending upon what you did. Sometimes based upon what you did, okay, you did something good, but based upon what you did, that only merits because Baruch should help you, what's called ma'at, slightly. But then somebody else, the acher, and then there's someone else who did a dover toiv, shedino yihir, right, the verdict regarding him will be, sheyazreu ezer yoyser godel. For someone else, right, the verdict might be that his assistant in the Shemayim will become even greater. Again, depending on how much you did first. So there's more of the quality of the aspect of your ma'aseh that you do. So then that evokes and that brings up a greater Siyata D'Shemayah. And the Yekalolov, it'll make easier on this person, Hasogis Hashlemus. It'll make it easier. Kalus Rav will make it very easy for this person to attain Shlemus, perfection. And then you have a third level, which is the highest level. The Acher, and then there can be yet another person. She alone, he will be deserving lehiozar ezer yoyser godel, the greatest possible help, as that is possible. So, regarding again, for a person to be zeichet the siyata d'shmaya, it all depends what you put in. It's like everything; you take out what you put in. You know, the Gemara says in Russian, b'derech moshel. The Gemara says, well, we see it. Mishatach Be'er Shabbos Yechol B'Shabbos. If you prepare food on Erev Shabbos, you're going to eat Shabbos. You don't prepare Erev Shabbos, but that's the Moshel. Who prepares Erev Shabbos means this world is called Erev Shabbos. The next world is called the world of Shabbos. Yom Shekulei Shabbos. So Mishatach Be'er Shabbos, if you put in, you invested, Yechol B'Shabbos. But if you didn't put in, it's very little you're going to take out. So in terms, even on this world, how much Siyata Dishmaya you're going to get from a Kodesh Baruch Hu depends how much you put in. So you have the different levels. Some is going to have a little bit of Siyata Dishmaya. Others are going to have more Siyata Dishmaya. Then comes the third category, Shiyaro Leheyoza Eze Yosha Godel. So you have to be that tremendous Siyata Dishmaya. These three levels, right, of Siyata Dishmaya for perfection, also you have three levels on the opposite side. Chazal Shalom, you do the other thing. You do the opposite of Toiv. You do against the Rotz and Hashem. You also have three levels on the downside. Goes to Amchal and says the following. V'chein behepech. Similarly, he says the opposite is also true. K'va Yimotze, for example, you will find, Mishik Fiyadin, you'll find that according to strict justice by one person, Yero, it'll be appropriate for him, Shaloi Ya'azru Amen HaShemayim. You'll find in one instance a person that he doesn't deserve for Siyata Dishmaya based upon his behavior. So you'll find one level, a person that what? He will not be royal, shalo yazru min ha-shamayim. Right? He will not be assisted by Shemayim. However, Shemayim will not help him, but Shemayim will also not put obstacles in his way either. In other words, he's not going to be zeichet to Siyata Dishmaya, but Shemayim will not block his path either. Shemayim will not block his path. Ach lo yikshu olav hasokas hashleimus. But neither will Hashem, right, make perfection difficult for him. Hashem will not make perfection difficult for him. So, on the one hand, he receives no assistance. On the one hand, he receives no assistance. But since his actions are not so bad, he's not going to be hindered. In other words, now he's have to put in more effort to attain perfection. Whereas someone else would have had Siyata Dishmaya helping along the way, this person, being that his actions are not on the level, so Manela, he's not going to be zeichet to Siyata Dishmaya, but being it's not so bad either, because Baruch will not block him from attaining perfection, he has to do it himself. He will have to try to work at it as long as he works at it. He'll get it. Now, that's one level though. That's one level. But then the achar, there comes another level, a bigger downside. Then you have the achar, you have another person, shemishpoto yetze. His sentence, somebody else, his sentence will be, sheyarbu loy hukuvim. That means that impediments will be put in his way. Ad kerekach. You know, that's also part of the punishment. When a person does the wrong thing, you always think, what can the punishment be? So besides what punishment might be, this is also, it's a possible punishment. What's the punishment? That barriers and blockages will put his way that he will not be able to attain perfection. That's part of his punishment. He'll be blocked. Then we'll have to exert himself. He'll have to really work and toil very hard. Because not only does he not have this Siyata Dishmaya, also blockages was put in his way. Not to remove the blockages also. So it requires great perseverance and much effort to be able to attain perfection. So it means that this person, right, his actions are sufficiently negative to create even impediments. Not only to remove the Siyata Dishmaya, but also to create impediments in his way. And then says the Ramchal, Va'achar, and then there's someone else who's in very bad shape. Shehu Harosha Hagomur, Sheyisotmu Befonov Kodaki Etikun, where all roads for rectification will be blocked for him, the Yidche Be'ro'osoy, and he'll be cast aside. So we'll talk about that, we'll see soon on the sheet. Regarding that. So in other words, it comes out there is a situation where someone can become in such a low madrega, where basically where he's lost. Well, what about tshuva, right? There's such a thing called tshuva. So we'll discuss that. So Ramchal goes on to say further, the Yesh Bechol, he says, Hadvar Moela, but all of these things, says Ramchal, that I'm telling you now, that this, I'm just telling you, as I say, skimming the surface. There are Protim, Rabbi Moed, there are many, many great details involved over here. In other words, even these three levels also contain many great degrees. For example, talk about Siyata Dishmaya, there are many levels in Siyata Dishmaya. When you talk about impediments, there's many different levels of impediments also. So even the three levels that we're talking about, within the three levels themselves, there's also different madregas regarding now how it's going to be connected to any individual person. So now, so based on the above, so now the Ramchal goes on further to explain why is it that both a tzaddik and a rosha may either succeed or fail in this world. Tzaddikim may succeed and fail, a rosha may succeed and fail, but not in the same way. He explains, b'nimsa, she'evshe, it is possible, she'yizke ha'odom, it's possible that a person will be deserving. You know, based upon his actions, based upon his deeds, it's possible that a person will be deserving. L'manyeh nokoloi, to ease it, to make it easy for him. Hasigoi sashleimus hamavukish. Again, I left that line here. Again, v'nimsi she'evshe, again, she'yizke ha'odom, v'yigazru olav ha'tzlochos bo'elom hazeh l'sayi b'avidosoi. Here again, it's possible that a person, if he does the right thing, mamish is going to have atzloche in this world. That's going to help him. That's going to help him in his avodas Hashem to make it easier for him. To make it easier for him, hasigo es hashleim samvukish, to be able to attain, right? To attain the shleim that he's looking for. Lo yimotzo lo yikuvim, and no obstacles will be placed before him. Right? So obviously we're talking about a person who's on a high level. A, he's certainly going to be no obstacles in his way, and he's going to have, he says, tremendous hatzlocha, because Baruch Hu can give him everything possible to make it easier for him to attain shleimus. Let me explain something. This is basically is something which borders on what the Rambam himself says. There's a basic kasha that all the mefarshim ask. We have a klal that's schar mitzvah b'hayal malekei. The schar of the mitzvah is not paid on this world. That's reserved for the next world. And one of the reasons is because all the gashmis in this world, all the material in this world, does not amount even to a fraction and a fraction of a percent of the schar of a mitzvah. And therefore, only in Olam Haba, the world of Ruchni, which is a world b'li gvul, b'li erech, right, beyond time, beyond space, and beyond anything. So there's nothing in this world that is even capable, of giving schar and mitzvah. Be as it may, there's no schar and mitzvah by Al-Murkin. The obvious kasha that the Rishonim ask, there's a posuk in Chumash that says very clearly, we just had it last week, if you follow right my statutes, there's been soys atishim rubasisa moysom. So here we have a whole bunch of brachas. When a sati gishmei chabitom, you can have rain in the proper time, right? And the Torah talks about the trees and the things are going to grow, and you're going to have enough food to eat. Food's going to be in abundance. V'chaltam lachem mechem l'soiva. It says all of the good things, right? The Rambam talks about it also. And the Rambam says something very beautifully. The Rambam says this. That's not schar. All these good things, if you follow in my mitzvahs, all these goods are not schar. And I'll give you a moshel, giving you that moshel, because I'm going to update it here to the 21st century. First of all, simply, if you're hired, right? If you're hired, manager hires you. Manager sees you have an office. Manager sees that you do. So you have a salary, whatever the salary is. Okay, salary is your schar. The salary is your schar, whatever it is. Manager notices that that you're able to produce, that you produce, and you're an asset to a company. So now the manager decides, you know, he wants to do things to enable you to produce better. He'll put in a soda machine, have a coffee machine. You'll have air conditioning. That's not schar. Or give you a comfortable chair. These things are not schar. These are things to allow you, to enable you to do a job even better. The schar is your salary. But all the side benefits are there to enable you to succeed even better. Said the Rambam, if you're a Oyved Hashem, the reason you're going to have Gishmech and Bitram, that's not the schar. That's to enable you to do mitzvahs better. Because if there's rain and there's food to eat, then we're removing the obstacles. That's not schar. That's the soda machine HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. That's giving you the air conditioning. That's giving you the heating. That's giving you all the things, accommodations. That's what it is. To allow you to do the job better. That's not schar. And that's really merumas in the words of the Ramchal over here. The Ramchal just said right now that a person is zoiche v'yigazru olav hatzlocha. Shemayim will be gazru hatzlocha on him. Why is not schar? That tzlocha that Shemayim will be given is not for schar. That tzlocha will be l'sayir b'avadosoi. To enable him to do the Avodas Hashem better, L'man Yenokaloi, but to ease his path, his figure is Hashleimus Hamavukish, to be able to reach the Shleimus, right, that's his goal, that he wants to reach. So that's not schar. That's poshet accommodations, to make it, to more accommodate, better accommodations, you're able to work better, and do the job better. And then he says, V'efsha, but there's another possibility. V'efsha she'enigzer olav kifi maisov. Also it is possible, he says, that based upon a person's actions comes exerim and eshemayim hefseidim vitzoris. A person might have losses, he might have misfortunes, sheyamdu kechoy melefonot, that will stand like a barrier They have seeku these things, the tsaris, and they have say them will stand as a hefsik beinu ben ashlemis. These obstacles will act as a barrier between man and perfection. Achit starchlois, and now to the extent he's going to need more effort. He's going to need yoser omol. He's going to need yoser toireach. With koya to break those barriers, to bridge that partition. With this amitz and kolter doisov, right? And he's going to be have to persevere. This masik eshlemosak upon him. Now, in spite of the burdens, now he has to work extra hard. So what the Michal is telling us, that even if a person will be faced with challenges because of his actions, right, are causing challenges, barriers, but nevertheless you still will have the ability to persevere. Yes, you may have challenges, you may have mechitzis, but you'll have the ability to persevere and still be able to achieve perfection, but it'll be much more difficult, because you're not going to have all that siyata dishmaya, and you may have even barriers. The hefer zel rosha is the opposite, he says, the opposite it is for a rosha. He says, the hainu, as he points out, and that is, you can find also, a rosha also might have atzloche. When the tzaddik gets atzloche, the purpose of that atzloche is why? To help him to be able to be a better Eved Hashem. Right? When the tzaddik is given atzloche, the purpose of atzloche for the tzaddik is to enable him to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a rosha atzloche, why is he giving him? He should be a bigger rosha? No, the hepech. You know, the same thing is for different purposes. The hepech. The atzloche, when the tzaddik gets atzloche, as we said, is to enable him to reach perfection easier. He gets all the accommodations. Why would a Rosha get a slocher for? Why would a Rosha get a slocher? For a different reason. Look at the reason. The hepech zel Rosha, but it's the opposite in the case of a Rosha. That after she goes through all of our slochers, it's possible that success will be decreed upon him. Unfortunately, l'ftoach l'fonof pesach huavado in sheik cheboy. Because that success, unfortunately, when a Shoim sees success, they just use that success, and above, they dig themselves deeper into a hole. What they do is all the success that they have, so Mamela, they just continue the same lifestyle, even on a higher level, right? They just continue to do more of what they've been doing. So in other words, there's the cloud of Gemara says, Habola tame, poishchenoi. You have a bechira. Habola tame, messiah, because higher. You want to higher, Shemai will even help you. Tell me when I can help you, but poishchenoi. We're going to open up the doors for you. We're going to open up the doors, and Mamela, the atzlocha that the Roshi gets is l'stoyach l'fono pesach wababe. In other words, you want rope, hang yourself. Here it is, here it is. You're looking for it? Here, take it. He says, l'stoyach l'fono pesach wababe and shitcheboi. To which you'll be cast aside eventually with that. Which means to say is that a person, what means is that why. Many times, you know, when a person has Baruch Hashem, you have success, you misread the message. You say, oh, Mr. Makush Baruch approves for me. Look, he's giving me Baruch. Chaz v'shalom. That itself is a Maisa Sotan, fooling you, letting you think, because no matter, even a Rosha deserves some schar for any mitzvah. Everybody has some mitzvah here and there. Because Baruch Hu for the Rosha does pay him, as we had many times on this world. So therefore, a person many times is fooled. When he sees things are going his way, you have to be worried. Maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe Chaz v'shalom, you find out which category you're on, why this atzloch is being given to you. He thinks that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu approves of his behavior. And it might be very well just the opposite, as we see right from Chal. Is it very possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him that tzlochet? He gives him that tzlochet because through all this tzlochet gives him more opportunities to continue in his evil ways. Because his actions don't deserve any siyata dishmaya to bring him to rectify his ways. That's part of his oinish. Mitzad Hasheni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings tzoros on a rosh also. You know why? Because maybe that encourages him to do tshuva. Many people, lives have changed. Illness, all types of different things happen in their life, and they say to themselves, it's a wake-up call. It's an alarm signal. So they can be zeicha to that too. As he says, ve'efshe, she goes all of tzoros. It's very possible that misfortune might be upon a person. Ve'menoya oisa, because that will not prevent him from going worse or doing worse. Shoyi bedato lasos, from preventing him, he says, from certain rishis that he might have done. And that will happen when HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want these bad. For example, let's say certain Rosh Hashanah, Chas v'Shalom, has ideas, takes a gun, right, and wants to maul down, right, a group of people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu may bring sorrows, or Rosh is plotting it. Rosh is plotting to do certain terrible damage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that these people do not deserve to be damaged by this Rosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu might bring sorrows upon the Rosh, and that will wake him up. That will wake him up and prevent him from doing what he wanted to do. when does the Kadosh Baruch Hu prevent it? There's a yikre. This will occur kishayeda hamanigwelion. Kadosh Baruch Hu understands that it's not appropriate that the damage should be caused. The Roshet, what he tries to do, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the world does not deserve. This world does not deserve the damage that this Roshet wants to do. She'ein royal oisa oresha she'yase she'yose metam ma for any reason. And that's why David HaMelech was mispalel and he said, Al titen Hashem ma'avayai, Russia. Because Baruch Hu said, don't grant the Rishoyim their desires. Rishoyim have a lot of desires against me. David HaMelech was mispalel, don't allow the Rishoyim. Don't grant them their desires. Zemomoi, he said, Al tofeg. Let his plans, the plans of the Russia, let it not be realized. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, we find that Doramel was misspallowed, that the evil plans of his enemies should be foiled in order that he should not suffer. Therefore, many times when a Russia wants to do bad things, because Baruch Hu understands that the world does not deserve to suffer just because a Russia just has a crooked mind and wants to do something like that, so because Baruch Hu therefore will prevent the Russia from doing it. And one of the ways is, Tzorsk might come on the Russia, and that will wake him up and try to reevaluate what's right and wrong in his path that he is going. So let's take a look now, Rabbi Yisrael, a little bit on the sheet here. And now, regarding some of the comments that we have had here. Okay. For example, the first item that we had here, we see number one, this is a line that we had in the Derech Hashem. One of the Perushim, which is on the Derech Hashem, we mentioned a number of times, is Derech L'Chaim. Derech Hashem, that's the Sefer Machal. Derech L'Chaim, that's from Chaim Friedlander. He was a Mashgiach in Ponovich. We mentioned quite a number of times. For example, Ramchal says that a person, right, based upon his actions, might be zoicha to a lot of Seati Dishmaya. And the different levels of how much Seati Dishmaya we mentioned. So Ramchal said, right, v'acher, and then there's a person, she royal heyozer ezer yoser godel, right? So be zoicha to Seati Dishmaya on the highest level. So says here the Derech L'Chaim underneath, and he says, I'll give you an example, turn Rabbonim. The Gemara said, the Chassidim Rishonim. The Gemara tells us that the Chassidim Rishonim, that they used to prepare for davening 1 hour. Before they daven, they prepare. Hoyeshoyin Shoachas Liftatfila. They prepare an hour, and then they daven an hour. And then after davening again, there'll be another hour of sort of like reflection. Hoyeshoyin Shoachas Achatfila. So you make a cheshbon like that. There's 3 times a day you daven. It means every davening was 3 hours. Sahachona before davening an hour. The davening was an hour. Right? And then reflection was another. Meditation, right? Another hour. So the Gemara is a simple kasha. If the davening 3 times a day, that means 9 hours a day. 9 hours a day, just the davening took care of 9 hours of the day. So the Gemara said, when did they learn? When did they achieve in learning? Okay, of course. But how much time was left for learning? That was the Gemara's kasha. Let's take a look. Torah Banu Chasidim Rishonim. So the Gemara's question was, "Kima achas sheshoyin teisha shoyes b'yom b'tfilah." Comes out that 9 hours a day that they're davening. Torah and Hechem Mishtameres. How is their Torah? How is the Torah preserved? How is the Torah preserved? From where? And the Gemara tells us, "Elo mitoich shechasidim heim Torah and Mishtameres," which basically means that being that they are chasidim, so they are zeich the sata d'shmaya. In other words, in 1 hour of learning, they can accomplish somebody else in a week. That's the Tziyat HaDishmaya. Tzadikim, Chassidim. They devote so many hours to Avodas Hashem. So the Gemara says, Chassidim Oye Teirosa Mishtameres. And look at the Vilna Goyin says, the Goyin, because of Hagro and Mishlin. Mishlin is the Posek. Birchas Hashem Hita Asher is the Posek. The Broch of Hashem gives Ashiris. Says the Goyin, it's also in spiritual. It's not just in Gashmias. It's a Ruchnias also. Says the Goyin the following words. Because of Hagro, Birchas Hashem, Kasher, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevarech Yesodim B'Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a blessing in Torah, he ta'ashir. What does ta'ashir mean? What's the ashiris? Shla yishkach memash shalom atchal. You hear that? He should retain it. He shouldn't forget. V'yiloi Torah Harbei. The Gamla Yosef Etzavima, then the Pesuk says, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha, there's no side effects. Many times, you know, when, even if we succeed, listen, the area is a business, but there's a lot of headaches on the side. A lot of different headaches. I was masleach at the end, okay? But how many headaches has on the side? This didn't work out, this didn't work out. Because Baruch Hu gives a bracha, lo yosef etzed imo, there's no sadness. So the Goyen says, we're talking Torah now. Now he gives you a bracha in terms that you learn. So Yosef Etzev, you won't have to even work so hard to gain, to understand. He says, like a bubbling brook, like Mamish Torah will just come out of you. The Torah will just continue to grow and to grow and to flourish to the bracha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu regarding Ruchnius. So this is basically when the Michal said that someone can be zoichet to such Sati Dishmaya. Ezer Yosef Gold, tremendous Yati Dishmaya. Well, here we have indication by the Chassidim Rishonim. Yeah, by the Chassidim Rishonim. By the way, just like Abuchi, you know, it's brought down the Sifra Chassidus. We can understand the Chassidim Rishonim, they had an hour before davening. Fine. You did Achonet, right? Yeah, Achonet. Davening for Amar. Kosh Brochim, Melch Macham Lochim. Davening took an hour. What's the hour after davening? What did they do after davening? What did they do after davening? The Chassidim Rishonim, when they davened, they connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They, in a certain way, they forgot about this world. They be connected to the upper world. They need another hour to come down. They need another hour. They connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on such a high level that you needed another hour portion to come down, back down to the real world. Okay. So now, let's go down here, go to number three. This is from Rav Tzadik HaKohen, Prit Tzadik. It's in two places, in Parshas Vayigash, he brings it in Parshas Shemois. And this is a tremendous chizik for every Yid. And who can say this? Only Rav Tzadik HaKohen can say it, and he heard it by his Rebbe, the Ishbetzer. Remember, Rabbi said the Ishbetzer was a great Rebbe that was the breakaway from Kotsk. All of this has come from Kotsk. Kotsk was, of course, the tremendous, one of the sharpest of all the Rebbe. He said, Rav Chaim Brisker used to say, he says, I'm not a chosid. If I become a chosid, I'll be a Kotsk chosid, he says. Because all the vertlich of Kotsk is very, very sharp, very sharp. And Rav Gifter mentioned it once many, many years ago at a Gura convention. He mentioned, he said, all the time, he said in the name of Rav Chaim, because he said all about Kotsk avot at the convention. He said, Rav Chaim said, if I'd be a chosid, I'd be a Kotsk chosid, he said. So there was a particular sefer also, he said that the Hasidish sefer, the Briskrov looked at, and he had a lot of enjoyment from that particular sefer. It was a Hasidish sefer, and then he gave it back. So he asked the person said to the Briskrov, "No, why don't you hold on to it a little longer?" So he says, "Listen, it's the Hasidish sefer. I'm afraid either he says if I look at it too much, I'll reject it, or I'll become a chosid myself." He says, "And I don't want neither." He says, "I don't want to reject it, and I don't want to become a chosid either." So upon him, so the Ishbetzer said was a breakaway from Kotsk, because Kotsk Rebbe secluded himself for 22 years, and only Yechidus Gula had the opportunity to come and see him. So therefore, so the Ishbetzer broke away, and many of the Hasidim went with the Ishbetzer, and among them later on was Reb Leibel Eiger and so on. It was the grandson of Rebbe Kiva Eiger, became a tremendous Hasidish Rebbe. It was an Ish Kodesh Moed, as is known, and that was the Ishbetzer Hasidus. And Reb Tzadik HaKohen was a Chosid of the Ishbetzer. And Reb Tzadik used to say about the Ishbetzer, Reb Tzadik used to say, because you find in the Sefer Prit Tzadik that many of the Mamorim that he wrote basically were written by those that heard his Dibur Torah on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. But when Reb Tzadik quoted, he was a Bokin Gan Shas, because Reb Tzadik was a Litvish Goyin before he became a Chosid. He was a tremendous Goyin. Matter of fact, he competed with the Rogatchover. Everybody knows the goddess of the Rogatchover. There's a lot of stories that him with the Rogatchover back and forth and learning. And Reb Tzadik said at the end, he said to Rogatchover, all the stories that what Osef Noah says means nothing, he says. Once I touched, he says, the handle of the Torah is Abal Shem Tov. That was Reb Tzadik. That's what he said. Machshev the Torah is Abal Shem Tov. Anyway, so Reb Tzadik used to know Shas, but he said, didn't bother saying the Malam HaKoymus. So at the end of the day, the Kosev, the one who wrote the Torah, he says, where's this Maimer? So this is a Medrash over here. This is a Gemara over here. And then, what about this Chazal? Where's this Chazal from? He says, it's not a Chazal. I heard it from my Rebbe. But when my Rebbe says it, to me it's like a Chazal. That's the Cheshivas that Reb Tzadik had to the Ishbetzer. Okay, so here Reb Tzadik brings down a Pri Tzadik maybe Bishem Rabbo Yerava Kodesh Me'ishbetzer Zechus Yogin Leinu Dobar Nifle. Again, it's something that if another God like that would say it, we cannot imagine ever to say it. Listen what it says. But it gives every Yid tremendous Chizik no matter where you are from. He said, see, the Pozik says, Yishmu Beis the Ramelech Mamish, the last Mamish, this is about like by the last Kapitlech there, Mamish in Shmuel. Omar Elokei Yisrael. David HaMelech says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me. Elokei Yisrael spoke to me. Li Diber Tzur Yisrael. The rock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the rock because he's the, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu the supporter. The rock of Klal Yisrael spoke to me. What did he say to me? Moshe be'odom. It means become a ruler of men. You don't know what that means. Well, maybe it means become a melech, right? Be a melech. Moshe be'odom. Tzaddik, but the ruler should be a tzaddik, that Moshe yiras elokim, a tzaddik who rules through Yerushalayim. Again, become a ruler, become a Moshe, become a ruler. What kind of a ruler? Tzaddik Moshe yiras elokim, a tzaddik who's going to rule through Yerushalayim. Okay, that's simple pasuk. Comes, listen what the tzaddik brings from his Rebbe, how his Rebbe touched that pasuk. I said again, it's phenomenal words here, and it's kedai always to remember this, never to forget it. First, I have to know this. He expects that we know it, but I'll tell you. So, Gemara Novi Rizor, David HaMelech is the one who taught Shuvah to the world. The Gemara says, in Novi Rizor, Lohoye David, Ruya Loisa Maisa, the whole Maisa of Batsheva, the whole Maisa of David, David Mitzad Atzmoy was not Ruya to do that Maisa. Ela Lohoye Rois Shuvah Liyochid, to teach the world that no matter what the chet, you can do Shuvah. There's a pasuk in HaGever, Hukam Oil, David HaMelech raised up the oil of Shuvah. He taught the world to do tshuva. Okay, let's go on now. Because I said the pasuk says. The pasuk says, "Ela divrei David u'achronim." Ne'um ha'gever, the man is speaking. Ne'um is speaking. Hukam oil. David HaMelech divrei kan, right? Midvarim ha'noigim l'midis ha'tshuva. David HaMelech is speaking about tshuva, b'frat l'dayus ha'chronim, especially for our time today. Dayushal ikas de mishicha. What is David HaMelech teaching us about our time today? Our time today, Hashem oid motzi ben in yonim koshim. We're living in a time where we have very difficult challenges. Can avoid the tzitzkas atzadik. Tzitzkas atzadik is another sefer of a tzadik. Okay, we're learning now from pre-tzadik. The tzadik has a sefer tzitzkas atzadik, and he talks about tzadik talking about 100 years ago. Tzadik more than 100 years ago. Tzadik is talking about the terrible challenges and the difficulties that you're not going to have to endure. So Mamela, when we are confronted and we slip sometimes, we slip into Averis Chamurois, Hayetzer Yochel Hachlish Esodom, what the Yetzirah tries to do is say, you're beyond, you cannot do tshuva anymore. You can't do tshuva anymore. She'em b'yachol to Elosho L'Shem Yisbarach. That's one of the problems, that when people slip, people go places and people do things which they know, and they say to themselves, I'm already lost, I can't come back anymore. I mentioned a number of times, I had a number of bachrim from various yeshivas, they come to talk, and talking about choshu yeshiva bachrim, and they convened to talk to someone. It didn't go into detail, but one bachur was telling me, this is, I don't know what to do with myself, I was nichshel in something, didn't go into it, a terrible, terrible thing, and I don't see how, when I get up in the morning, how I can go to yeshiva, and how I can learn, and how I can daven. Another bachur told me, he says, based upon a certain thing that he might have done, he says, I feel like a hypocrite when I put on tefillin. So I said, be a hypocrite and put on tefillin, I told him. This is the Maisa Yetzer. Maisa the Yetzer Horus tried to tell you that you're finished, you're gone, that you're not able to come back. That is the most deceiving and the most damaging thing to any Yid. It doesn't make a difference what you have done. You don't look back, you go forward. So comes the Psalm and says, Ach Baal Tshuva Tzorech Lachshoyf. The Baal Tshuva has to think, Li Diber. Now going back to the post that we started, Omar Elokai Yisrael, Li Diber. Because Baruch is talking to me. A Baal Tshuva has to take strength and has to believe in himself. What does he have to believe? Listen what he has to believe. Tzur Yisrael, I am like a rock. Tzur is a rock. I am like a rock. Tzur Meloshin Tekifis. Moshe B'Adam Tzadik. Now listen what it means, Moshe B'Adam Tzadik. You can rule over Tzadik. Listen to Taich. Moshe B'Adam Yikum. You open up a Zohar Kodesh. That's why Kabbalah is sometimes very terrifying. Because Kabbalah, Zohar Kodesh demands very high madrigas, lofty madrigas. And there's, in Zohar Kodesh it says regarding certain Averis, which deal with immorality, but certain Averis, that there's no tshuva. Not going into detail. Zohar Kodesh says that certain Averis, there's no tshuva. Come to Ishbetz, it says, you, Baal Tshuva, you have to rule over Shimon ben Yochai. Step over his head, don't care what he said. Listen to this lashon. Look what he says. Moshe b'adam tzadik. You have to consider yourself, you're going to rule over him. You're going to overrule what Shimon ben Yochai said. Shema de Isa b'zoyra kodesh. Because whatever the Zohar Kodesh says, Shemachme b'oid, b'inyoni tshuva al chatoim koshim, Zohar Kodesh in certain aveirah, the Zohar Kodesh makes it extremely difficult. No, you're able to be moshel on that. Don't worry about what the Zohar Kodesh says that on this avera or on that avera, Tshuva doesn't help you. Overlook it. Turn the page. You rule over that, Reb Shimon ben Yochai. If that's not enough, the Baal Tshuva goes even higher. Okay, we're giving you a license to overrule Reb Shimon ben Yochai, the great Tana Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Don't care what he says. He says that certain averas Tshuva doesn't help. Ignore it. Tshuva does help, says the Ish Mitzvah. Says Pshat in the Pasuk. But you know that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Tshuva doesn't help. It's a Pasuk. The Pasuk came by Acher with the Rebbe of Remeir. And the Pasuk says, Shuvu bonim shevavim chutz ma'acher. Everybody can do Tshuva. So the Ish Mitzvah, ignore what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said too. Even if you hear him in a Shemayim, Tshuva doesn't help. That's deceiving, he says. You'll go ahead and do Tshuva and you'll see you'll be accepted. Listen, Paitim, and he said the Pshat in the Pasuk. Moishu b'yiras alikim, that's the Pshat. Rule against, you have to have Yer Shemayim. Oh, so Yer Shemayim's going to fall. Oh, Yer Shemayim. Because the Prophet said, Tshuva is not. Forget about that Yer Shemayim. Rule over the Yer Shemayim. Don't be affected by what HaKadosh Baruch Hu supposedly said, that Tshuva doesn't help for you, that you're a finished person. Afilu Shoma Hashem Yizborach, says the Ishbitzer. Even if you're hurt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would speak to you directly. Even Hashem would speak to you directly, show you loyal Tshuva, Avo Pikein, Adayin Yochaloshu. He's stuck in the Tshuva. K'moidisa, the Gemara says in Chagiga, Acher was the Rebbe of Rebbeir, and he heard a baskoy, Shuvu Bonim Shevavim, everybody can do Tshuva, Chutz Me'acher. Comes the Shlua Kodesh, what the Shlua Kodesh says? Go Mami to the left over here. Mami to the left, number four. Mami to the left. Kodesh Shlua Kodesh, that even though the baskoy said that what? That Acher cannot do Tshuva, said the Shlua Kodesh, if Acher would have persisted, if Acher would have pushed ahead, he would have been able to do Tshuva. Shemhoye matchik es atzma yocholoshuv. Why? Did you ever hear a phrase? Kol mashu omaloch balabayis asei chutz metzei. Never heard that? It's a gemara, psochim. Whatever the balabayis says, if you're visiting somebody, the balabayis says, do this, do that, you have to listen. Except if he tells you to leave. You don't have to listen. So homologically, you know what it means? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the balabayis. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kol mashu omaloch balabayis asei chutz metzei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, get out of here, you don't listen. I'm not leaving you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm staying with you. I'm not leaving. That is the tkifes, that is the tsur, that is the rock. You have to adapt the strength of a rock. That is the toikev shitzorach shiilo bal tshuva. Kishebo loshuv l'ashem yizborach al chatoi. To believe, lahamin, shebiyachol toi loshuv legam l'ashem yizborach, ve'en shum dover meho'ovar shiyochal akvoi meloshuv. So let me just, mamish, we're over time, mamish, let me just, because it's a very small, small thing. Professor Krohn has a brother, Kalman Krohn. Very choshuving man. He lives in Lakewood. There's a shtickle mashpia there. He has a shtickle chabur over there. He says Musa and the Torah. Actually, a year or two ago, I received a letter from him. A very, very sensitive shaila. And he had some opinions from Rabbonim in Lakewood. I guess he didn't like the psak. So anyway, I wrote him a letter about it. I said, what are my opinion? The guy was a very sensitive issue. And a number of years ago, he was in a taxi in Yerushalayim. So the taxi in Shalayim, and the driver was not wearing a yarmulke. It's not a common thing. And he seemed to be very angry and bitter. The driver seemed to be very angry and bitter. And he hardly gruntled a hello, which is giving a panos. I mean, I'm a customer. But the driver didn't even want to speak to him. Yeah, obviously, he saw it's a frumir over here. So it was quiet for quite a while, and the driver is driving where he has to go. So finally, he says to Reb Kalman, says to him in Hebrew, he says to him, Anachnu Achim, he says, we're brothers. Come, says to him, says, Nachnu Achim, we're brothers. So the driver is very incensed, and he turns very angrily, and he says, Anachnu, he says, Lo Achim, he says, no, we're not brothers, he says. Ato dati, vani oi dati. You're from and I'm not from. So Kalman turns to him, and he says, my Rebbe taught me that those who are dati, and those who are not dati, they are brothers. Who's your Rebbe? My Rebbe is Adolf Hitler. Hitler taught us that all Jews are brothers. To make a difference in the format. He's my Rebbe when it comes to this. This is what he taught me. Now, when she heard that, he almost made an accident. He almost bumped into a parked car. And he managed to chapter the last minute. And he turns around, he pulls over, stops the car, and he turns to Kalman, and he says, you're one in a million. And Kalman said, no, we're two in a million. We're brothers, remember.